Coming up next, I'm going to share the link between wellness and winning at work and life, and then a CEO's unique solution to the Great Resignation. And I can't wait to introduce you to my guest, author and wellness expert, Danny Williamson, joins us live. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have our listeners and our viewers joining us from wherever you are, however you are listening or viewing. This is a show about purpose, primarily your purpose, and we're going to look at a heavy focus on your purpose at work. I believe there's relational purpose and professional purpose, and life is too short for us to just go to work day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and not truly experience tremendous meaning and make the unique contribution that the world needs us to make in our work. And by the way, this has a profound effect on our personal lives. If you're in a miserable situation, or if you're just in an okay, boring situation, stagnant, at work, that's eventually going to cause issues for you in your personal life. You're going to take that junk home with you. And I can tell you, if your personal life's on fire, even if things are great at work and you're in your sweet spot doing the work you were created to do, I can tell you this, you'll bring that stuff from the house to the office and it will affect you. So we're going to look at the big picture and help you win. We want you to make great income, but we also want you to make great impact. So that's what we talk about. It is about you. It is your show. It is a toll-free number if you want to jump in and let me be your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one phone call. The phone number on the screen, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. So what is the link between wellness and winning at work and life? Well, let's just show you where we sit right now in this country. 20 to 40% of Americans hate their jobs. This is a stat from Forbes. So somewhere between 20 to 40% of Americans, that's a strong visceral emotion there, right? They are beyond unhappy. They hate their job. 20 to 40% of Americans. That's a massive number of people. And when you, let me just tell you what I know to be true, and I don't need a study to tell me this. When you hate your job, there's a big portion of your life you hate. Now, by the way, that's indisputable. Nobody can argue with me about that. I don't need a scientific study to tell me the amount of time I spend at work, just me, I love what I do. But the amount of time you spend at work each day, each week, each month, each year, if you hate it, you hate a large portion of your life. That's unbelievable. Let's look at the correlation between hating. Now, again, this is not everybody that's listening in, but it's going to show you the extreme effect that a job, an unhappy situation in your job, affects your health. Look at this. According to PubMed, a government study said that a job you hate makes you gain weight. I'm not trying to rhyme, but I had to do it. A job you hate makes you gain weight. That's not the only reason, but it's a big part of it. If you hate, I tell you right now, I'm an emotional eater. You watch me run. You know what my two emotional foods are, Alex? Chips and salsa and ice cream. I mean, if I'm having a bad time, keep the chips and salsa away from me, baby. Or the ice cream. I will try to drown the pain in the salt or the beautiful combination of dairy and sugar. I'm just keeping it real, folks. A job you hate reduces your quality of sleep. A job you hate lowers your immune system. A job you hate affects and sometimes ruins your relationships. How many of you are in this vicious cycle of work sucking so much life out of you that even when you're home away from work, you can't keep your mind off of it and you are distracted from the people you love the most? The tension you feel because your mind is on all of the suck is rubbing off on the people you care most about. A survey of 2,000 women by Grazia magazine showed that work stress impacted their relationships negatively. Duh. If you've been mistreated all day at work, I want you to just think about this for a second. You've been mistreated, overlooked, overworked, whatever, fill in the blank. And you go home and you've been dealing with that for 8, 10, 12, sometimes 14 hours. And you go home, you're triggered, baby. You walk in the door. I mean, the dog looks at you funny and you're thinking about kicking poor Rover. Does it make you a bad person? It makes you a wounded person. And wounded people are on the defense. Think about it. They're just naturally walking around waiting to get kicked in the face somewhere else. You've been getting kicked in the head all day at work. You walk in, and guys, I'll speak to you. You walk in, and your wife reminds you of one thing. She's not being a jerk. She's not mommying you. She reminds you of one thing, asks you one thing that you forgot, and you just let her have it. I'm stepping on toes right now. My own. Right? I mean, all of us have done this before. All of us are capable of doing it. Final factor. A job you hate can increase your risk of serious or life-threatening illness. A study of more than 20,000 U.S. nurses found that nurses who were unhappy at work were at risk of serious disease, cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. And then this from the BBC, which, like, if I'm listening to me right now, like if I'm you folks, I'm listening and watching this show, I'm going, okay, Ken, you've made your point. It's a very solid point. I get it. But this is the one that if I'm not taking it serious, this right here, this piece of data would send me over the top. Here it is. Working at a job you hate is as risky for your health as smoking. I get the, you know, the heebie-jeebies, like the shout, because I think smoking's a nasty thing. I'm not judging anybody that smokes. It's your deal, your body. I'm a libertarian when it comes to that. You do whatever you want to do to your own body. It's none of my business. But smoking cigarettes, working a job you hate is as unhealthy or as risky for your body as smoking cigarettes. And then here's the sad part of this. A lot of people who hate their job are smoking. So now it's like the double impact, right? I hate the job. Can't wait to get out to the dock. When's my next break? Got to get another cig, man. Right? You hate your job. It's killing your body. What do you do on your break? Oh, yeah. What's happening? Now, again, we live in the most sensitive era in the history of the world. So undoubtedly, somebody who smokes cigarettes right now is angry at me and you got your feelings hurt. I'm not sorry. Because I'm not picking on you. I'm just reading the data. Get over yourself. If you want to smoke, smoke. But there's another way. We don't have to smoke cigarettes to escape. We can actually figure out what purposeful work looks like, get qualified for it, get connected for it, and go do it. Come on, folks. Life is too short to have a horrible job. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multimillionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we are actively counseling, coaching, cheering you on. You were created to contribute. You know it. There's more to work than just a paycheck. But I want you to have the best paycheck possible. But I want you to experience tremendous purpose in your work. I want you to make the unique contribution that you were created to make. See, the fact is that everybody listening and watching this show has a very unique contribution. And there's so many people chasing greatness. And can I just let you off the hook for a second? Why don't you stop chasing greatness and just start chasing your uniqueness? Because it is in your uniqueness that greatness lies. See, because I define greatness and success differently than most people do. See, I don't think that great success has anything to do with notoriety, how many people know your name. I don't give a crap how many people follow you on Instagram. Does not define success to me. I don't think that success is defined by how many dollar signs you have in your bank account. Could not care less. Because that's not what success is. And it's certainly not about power. Success, to me, encompasses you being uniquely you and making the significant contribution that you and in your beautiful makeup were designed to make. So in your uniqueness lies your greatness. So think about that. Consider that. So January is big month. Big month. A lot of people changing jobs. We saw jobs report. We've seen 18.6 or 7 million people change jobs over the last 4 months. Unbelievable. Never seen this before, ever. Musical chairs, it's crazy, right? When's the music going to stop? I don't know. I don't think it's anytime soon. So we're doing something special in January, giving you a quick job tip of the day. So let's go. All right, so here we go. What should someone do after the interview? I get this question all the time on social media and email. What should I do after my interview? How do I follow up? Do I call? Do I stalk these people? Please don't stalk them. Do I send gifts? That feels a little weird too. So here's a little bit of a basic breakdown. We have this thing called the Touchpoint Timeline. It's a free resource at kencoleman.com. It goes a little deeper than I'm about to go. Here's a quick tip. I like communication within an hour of the interview in the form of email or handwritten note that you drop off. And maybe you wrote it ahead of time and you just leave it with the receptionist after you leave. Within an hour, very nice. Hey, gratitude sandwich. Hey, grateful for the opportunity to have the interview. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to next steps. Thank you again for this opportunity. That's it. That's it. Don't send 15 emails over the next 5 days wanting to know next steps. It's desperate. Stop it. Let it go. Do a good job. Follow up and let it go. You know, I get this. I mean, it is a lot of stress for people. I get it. I don't want to oversimplify it. But, you know, it's like, think back to your dating days. I mean, I've been married almost 24 years, so it's been so long. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can barely remember anything. But, you know, I do remember I had some buddies in college. I had one buddy in particular. I almost said his name, but then I thought, you got to be careful. Get an email from this guy later today. Were you talking about me? No, not at all. I didn't have a friend in college named Steve, so I'm going to call this guy Steve. Let me tell you what Steve's MO was. Steve was a guy, good-looking guy, a lot going for it, sharp-looking guy, really smart, great personality. But Steve would go out on a date with girls and get super serious in the first dinner. Start dropping the M word. Casually. Well, first of all, you can't drop the word marriage casually. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like taking a giant anvil out from underneath the table and going, boom, no big deal. Don't pay much attention to that. he came on too strong. First date, drop the girl off, call her right after the date. Hey, man, relax. So a lot of people do this with jobs. You do an interview and you start acting like my buddy Steve, who's a little too intense. Girl could totally be into him, and he freaked her out. Too intense. Relax, man. These people will call you. If they want you, they'll call you. And if they don't call you, you need to move on. You know what I'm saying? It just they're not that into you. I think there's a rom-com. She's just not that into you, or he's not into you. That's the kind. We got to move on. You just let it go. Stop freaking out. All right. Let's get to the phones. Bruce joins us now in Dallas, Texas. Bruce, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for talking to me today.
You bet. What's up?
It was interesting. The article you were referring to before the break described exactly my scenario, where the stress and anxiety and everything going on at work, and then going home and having the kids and dealing with them and just getting to bed, just ramps up the health issues.
Oh, big time.
So yeah, since Thanksgiving, it's been pretty stressful, and I started getting some anxiety and stress. And so I figured it's time to give you a call and just figure out what my next job looks like, because I can't figure out what the title is.
Okay, great. I'm so glad you said that, because there is the key to unlocking your brain. You know, you've heard the term writer's block. You ever heard anybody use that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's by the way, that doesn't exist. I've written 3 books. No, it doesn't. Let me tell you what it is, because I've experienced those moments where they describe writer's block. Writer's block is where we just get so locked in on one thing, we begin to be obsessive about it, as opposed to just going, you know what, I'm going to just keep writing, and I'm going to let my heart lay out on the pages, and I'm not going to think so much. And you just revealed what's holding you up. You're trying to come up with a job title. Like, let me say something. Nobody gives a crap about what the job title is, except for the person who came up with the title, right? And your mom. Because you could call mom. Mom, you're not going to believe this. I am Senior Vice President of Petroleum Distribution. That's basically the assistant manager at a gas station. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, I could create any title for anything and make it sound great. You know what I mean? And so it doesn't matter. So here's what I want you to focus on. What would you write out if I asked you to give me 3 or 4 sentences? They don't have to sound pretty, look pretty, but 3 or 4 sentences describing what an awesome day at work would look like for you. And I don't mean like, you know, enjoying lunch and all that. I mean like the work itself. Now, you can visualize that, yes or no?
Yeah.
Tell me. Let's just try it out right now. Don't worry about how it sounds. Nobody cares. It's just you and me, Bruce. What would a great day look like for you? What work would you be doing? What problems would you be solving? Who would you be helping? Go.
I think my job would be something in kind of like a leadership or management role where I'm working with a team.
Fantastic.
In encouraging them, like we have like goals, and then trying to encourage them to reach their goals. And,
got it. You went too far. I already wrote down leading a team. That's beautiful. Give me another sentence. What else would you be doing besides leading a team?
Process improvement, I guess. We're trying to help people become more proficient in just like making the process easier, less working smarter, not harder, I guess.
Love it. Anything else you'd add to that? That's already 2 fabulous sentences. Anything else?
Just empowering the people on my team to succeed, I guess.
Fantastic. Now, we got a lot of people at Ramsey Solutions today watching the show. So I'm looking at the people in the lobby. That's a pretty good job description, wasn't it? They're all shaking their head. You've been thinking so hard about job title. It doesn't matter what the title is. It matters what is the description of the job, because as I look out into the world at work, I'm looking at job descriptions and I'm going, does this match up with what I think would be an awesome day in my sweet spot, using what I do best as I teach. And for new people to show, here's what I teach. The dream job is defined as using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. So you just described what a sweet spot gig would be, a dream job for you. And it is leading a team to goals, shared victories, empowering the individuals on that team in the area of processes and efficiency. Dude, Bruce, if this weren't a free phone call, it's engine invoice for that. That there you go. Go, man. Go find that. Start looking for that. And make sure it's a good, healthy culture. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and get on purpose in your work and in your life. Your best days are ahead of you if you can get clear on a vision, on a mountaintop, a professional pinnacle. We have 7 stages that we'll walk you through in my brand new best-selling book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Get clear. That's the mountaintop. Get qualified. You got to get ready to climb it. Get connected. Get the right people to help you up the mountain. Get started once they get you opportunities. Get promoted when you're on the ladder. How do you move up the ladder and move up the mountain, if you will? Stage 6, get the dream job. But are we done? Do we sit in the hammock and sip on sun tea? No, we expand the vision. We're in stages 6 and 7 consecutively. Stage 7 is give yourself away. You're not working for income anymore. The income's great. All that's good. But you're working to leave a legacy. Those are the 7 stages. Whatever stage you're in will help you get going. And one of the things we do here on the Ken Coleman Show is not just, you know, as my role, when I'm on the phone with somebody, I want to be your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in the same call. That's my goal. You have my word. I'm going to do that for you. But I'm also going to bring in friends. Danny Williamson joins me later today. You're going to love her. I'm going to bring in partnerships, resources, opportunities. And one of those is ZipRecruiter. Last year, 2020, a lot of people reflected, said, man, I want something different out of work. And as a result, we've seen the Great Resignation. And it is a hot job market. It is a buyer's market, if you will, right? If you're out looking for a job, they are looking for you. It's a great time to move. So if you want to move, you're thinking about moving, make sure you work with my friends at ZipRecruiter. They're going to send you the right jobs that fit your profile. Takes you just minutes to fill out a profile. And you can apply with one click. They keep you updated. It is a fabulous resource that's free. The companies are paying them for access to you. So go today, free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Best way to get hired. All right. 2 very interesting stories that I can't wait to unpack. Let's get to it in the news. All right, first story from Entrepreneur Magazine. Here's the headline. Arizona CEO has a unique solution to the Great Resignation, offering new hires $5,000 to quit. Some people are going, I'm sorry, what was the name of that company, please? $5,000. Now, this is great. It's not what you think. This is really interesting. And by the way, love this. In fact, Alex, full disclosure, I didn't look at this article until about 20 minutes before the show. Because you know, old school morning radio shows, they probably still do this. But I literally would like to dial this company up right now and see if I could get through the receptionist to the CEO. That you're live on the nationally syndicated Ken Coleman Show. I want to interview this dude. So I really do want you to contact the CEO, Alex, and let's see if we can get an interview with him on an upcoming show. Here's the story. Everybody knows about the Great Resignation, how many people have left. I've been saying that over and over again. Chris Ronzio is the CEO of a software company called Trainual. Think manual, but Trainual. And it helps small businesses onboard and train and scale teams. So he's offering $5,000 to new employees to end their employment after their first 2 weeks. And he says it's helping them retain competitive talent and strengthen their culture. This is a direct quote. With today's market, hiring teams have to move quickly to assess candidates and get them in the door pretty quick. So it's impossible to be right 100% of the time. He's absolutely right. So this offer to quit allows the dust to settle from a speedy process of hiring and lets the new team member throw a red flag if they feel anything but excited. All right, so they implemented this in May of 2020. Initially, by the way, it was $2,500 to quit, and they found that some people would stay on long enough and just find a different job because the $2,500 wasn't enough, so they bumped it to $5,000. Since they've implemented this policy, the company has hired 38 employees, and this is cool. Not one single person has taken him up on the offer. That's why I want to interview the guy. There's a lot more to that story. It's fantastic. According to Ronzio, this is the CEO, turning down the offer of $5,000 to quit after your first 2 weeks signals commitment from that employee, he's absolutely right, and sets the stage for a greater working relationship. Additionally, he notes that the potential financial loss holds the hiring team accountable. You better believe it does. Can you imagine one division loses like 10 people? That's 50 grand. Uh-oh. That comes with a meeting and a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, if you know what I'm talking about. All right, next story. So yesterday we had Pat Lencioni on the show, leadership guru, and I showed him the clip of this Better.com CEO. This thing went viral. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. So let me refresh people's minds who've not heard this story. A couple months ago, a viral video went, well, I guess it's viral, so I don't need to say that it went crazy. Video of a CEO. Are you ready for this? The name of the company, Better.com. And the CEO goes on a Zoom call and fires 900 people on the Zoom call. We showed the video yesterday, and I let Pat Lencioni comment on it. It was so funny to watch. It was awful. The guy was in his kitchen at home. And I'm going to give you a direct quote from the video. You can go see it. It's all over the internet. He said, if you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group that is being laid off. That's how he announced it. This is after him saying, I've had to do this one other time in my life, and it makes me sick. And the first time I cried. That's what he said. That's what he said. As if those 900 people who were on a Zoom call are worried about this guy's emotions. Like they're all going to send him a Hallmark card because he feels so bad about it. This dolt decided to fire 900 people on a Zoom call. Unbelievable. The video, of course, went absolutely bananas. And in reaction, this is just the rest of the story that, you know, Alex and I said, well, we need to update you on it. So, of course, the board of directors quickly moved to tell the CEO, Vishal Garg, by the way, this is going to feel like I'm piling on this guy, but I can't help it. His last name's Garg. And that's the feeling I had when I watched the video. Garg. It was awful. It's the worst leadership I have ever seen in my life. And I've seen some really awful leadership. So anyway, they've sent poor Garg on an indefinite leave of absence. He's on some remote island somewhere, I hope, getting deep therapy. Because he really needs some help, some real emotional help. Something's going on there. By the way, he followed it up. After he did that monstrosity, he had a Zoom call with the remaining people who undoubtedly had heard about this. And he told them, for those of you that remain, you will not be allowed to fail twice. You will be encouraged to fail once, but not allowed to fail twice. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. You will be encouraged to fail once, but not twice. This guy. Yeah, he probably thought about that ahead of time, wrote that down. Oh, this will be good. This will be good. I've just browbeat and treat 900 people less than humane, and I'm going to tell the rest of them, fail once, but not twice. What we don't know in the story is how many people resigned, but this poor company and its board, they were in the process of going public. Better.com. So I think this guy Garg needs to leave, do everybody a favor, and start a new company called DoBetter.com. Maybe he can resurrect his career. I'm having fun at his expense. I hope that he can resurrect his career. I want him to win. But I will tell you something. The reason that I focus so much on this story is because this kind of crap is happening in corporate America and it has been happening for a long time. And you want to know why a big part of the Great Resignation is happening? Because I think people realize, wait a second, I've been treated as though I'm just a thing. I'm not a person. I'm not seen. I'm not heard. I'm not valued. I'm not loved. And people are going, screw you, I'm out. I'm leaving. You haven't taken care of me before. I'm out. I'm taking the bigger paycheck. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you win at work and in life. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next segment, new friend, wellness guru, Danny Williamson. I love having people on the show who overcame unbelievable pain and struggles in their own life. And not only did they help themselves, they decided they were going to help other people. And we've got a theme going on today about wellness. And she gets it. She's got an incredible new book out. Here it is, Wild and Well. And my wife, Stacey Coleman, is a big fan. And incidentally, so is Sharon Ramsey, Dave Ramsey's wife. So any wonder why I have her on the show? You know what I mean? My wife thinks she's fantastic. By the way, you'll see her in studio. Top 10 all time head of hair of anybody I've ever interviewed. She might be number one. She might be number one. Fantastic head of hair. That's just all bonus. All right, to the phones we go. Columbia, South Carolina. Daniel joins us there. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Ken. Great to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm actually a return caller, so I wanted to give you a brief update to preface my question.
Great.
But I called back in 2018. I don't know if you remember me, but
I promise you I don't, but that's nothing personal.
I was in an internship through a program called Mission U that I heard about through the Entree Leadership Program when you were hosting. Mm-hmm. And so I went through that program and got in that internship, and you ended the call by encouraging me to get serious about thinking what I really wanted to do. And so I realized there were two reasons that I took that program. The first was because it's a debt-free program and I'd never had debt. So I was really excited about that. But the second one that I didn't realize at the time was because I thought it was a safe bet. I thought it was like a safe way to get a career where I could make enough money to live on. So after that internship and after, you know, hearing you encourage me thinking about what I really wanted to do, I spent the next 6 or 7 months like really looking for a job, and I couldn't get a job anywhere. And I was interviewing a lot. I had two interviews where I got all the way up to where they flew me out and I didn't get it. And one of the people gave me feedback saying, "Hey, we really like you, but we just don't think you're quite ready for this." And what I personally think now is I wasn't really passionate about the work, and that was coming out in the interview. That's why I think I wasn't able to get jobs. And so I kind of finally had this epiphany where it was like, man, if I can like fail just trying to play it safe, why am I not just going after what I really want to go after anyway?
Well, exactly. Safe. So, yeah. Playing it safe sucks.
Yeah.
So these are the people that get to the end of their life and they look back and they regret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live my life from the bleachers. That's safe. I want to be on the field. So what's your question?
Yeah, so I am now going after what I want to do, and I'm interviewing for a job that I think will help set me up for it. And but there's some drawbacks, and so I wanted to get your advice on that.
So we got about 2.5 minutes. What are the drawbacks?
Okay, I'd have to move to Phoenix, Arizona, and my wife is currently in a job, and you know we depend on both our incomes for one.
Okay,
it's not gonna hurt. When we could do it. We've looked at what the cost of living would be out there. We could do it. But it is going to just set us back a little bit. And she also really likes her job here, so I'm hesitant about pulling her out of you know, here.
Okay.
Because she likes her friends and everything here.
What else?
And the position isn't quite exactly what I want to do, but I think it will help me to start moving that direction. And I don't feel like I'm really doing that anywhere here right now. As far as, like, for one, I think it'll put me in a position where, because the company really aligns with my values and what I want to do, and I think it'll put me in a position where I can start making connections with people.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing.
Okay. Those are the two drawbacks.
Yes.
Okay. So let's take the easiest one first. So the easy one is we got to move from, I think it's a good move and I think it will position me where I need to be to get where I want to go to. I know that it will.
Okay.
And maybe you were just using the word think, but I don't feel that. I feel like you still have some unanswered questions. You're not 100% sure, or maybe you're sure and you're just afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
Well, I'm pretty sure that this would set me up.
Okay, great. Like, so here's the deal. So you're scared. So now the sticky issue, and I only got about 45 seconds on this, but this is easy. You and your wife got to sit down and you got to go, where do we want to be? And I will tell you that in this conversation with her, you don't put pressure on her to move your way. You two have to both look at the pros and cons of this, her leaving, where does she want to be in her career? Where do you want to be in your career? Where do we want to be? Because here's what I can encourage you with. If it's not right at this time for you and your wife to go to Phoenix, don't assume that this is the only way that you can get on the ladder that you want to get on. So go into this conversation with the wife going, is this the best opportunity right now? And if she doesn't feel it is, you're going to have to be okay with that and find another ladder with another rung because it exists. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in the Nashville area. So excited that you're with us. We're helping you win at work and in life. And to that end, I'm very excited to introduce many of you to my guest. She is Dani Williams. She's got an unbelievable health background, graduate of the esteemed Vanderbilt University School of Nursing. She's the author of this new book, Wild and Well. That I'm holding in my hands, Dani's 6 Common Sense Steps to Radical Healing. And Dani, I'm excited to have you here. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to dive into a little bit of the book, but let's just hit the bigger issue. All right, you know what I'm about. I'm trying to help people win at work. And if they're not winning at work, they're going to drag a lot of that crap home with them.
You bet.
And a lot of the stuff we know, we talked about this at the start of the show. Let's take the stress alone. Just the stress alone, maybe in a job you really like, but it's in a season of big stress. That has all kinds of physical negativity to it. It just affects our bodies. So what is the connection between wellness and winning at work?
Oh, well, it's completely connected. And, you know, if you're not well, right? And this is not just health. I mean, this wellness is emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, sexual, financial. I mean, it's all connected. And if you're not well, I mean, you're going to take that to work, but you're also going to take that home. And what I was thrilled to death with you talking about was stress in the workplace. And I think Bruce from Texas called,
and it's
affecting his health.
Yeah.
Stress will kill you. Do you know, I am so passionate about stress. It's my 5th step to healing. I wrote an entire chapter about it in the book, De-Stress Well. Businesses lose up to $300 billion a year as a result of workplace stress.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Stress causes around 1 million workers a day to miss work.
Okay, so we've got people that are watching and listening right now, and they're going, Dani, that's me.
Yeah.
And of course, you wrote a whole chapter.
I did.
We can't cover a whole chapter, but let's talk high level. How do they, in a very stressful environment that maybe they can't change right away, they can't change their leader, how do they combat some of this with their routines? Maybe eating, exercising. What would you say to them?
You bet. I think, you know, our friend Michael Hyatt says it best, and I talk about it in here. You need to automate, eliminate, and delegate everything you can in your life to help your work-life balance the stress. Work-life balance is a myth, by the way, and I think it is,
absolutely,
especially now that so many people are working from home. You know, it's all connected, right? There's no work-life balance. The work and the life is all connected there. So all that being said, automate, eliminate, delegate everything you can. Your diet is key. You have to eat well, sleep well, move well, poop well, decrease stress, cultivate community. But diet is key.
That can help us.
You bet. If you can't change your job, which many of us can.
Oh, we certainly
can. We just choose not to.
That's exactly
right. Choose not to. 7.5 years ago, I was in a very difficult situation at work. Great job, but the stress was killing me.
Right.
I had a choice, leave or die.
Yeah.
I chose to open my own practice. I had a choice.
Yes, you did.
What was the worst that could happen?
Wow.
I went bankrupt or, you know, whatever.
Sure. Right.
I mean,
right.
I took a chance and it worked.
Wow.
So, but diet is key. What's at the end of your fork will heal you or kill you. Simple as that.
Wow.
When you don't feel well, you don't handle stress well. When you don't sleep well at night, and we are chronically deprived of sleep. Mm. Something like 48% of the population is chronically deprived, sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Insomniacs.
Wow.
When you don't sleep, you can't eat. You don't eat well.
Right.
And then you're not going to exercise.
Right.
You're not going to treat your body like the temple that God made it, that it is.
Right.
therefore the stress at work is going to be just exacerbated.
Yeah, so good. Okay, so Dani Williams is my guest. Her new book is Wild and Well. So your practice, mm-hmm. what do you have people, like where do you start? Is it the food first, which helps the sleep? Is it the combination?
It's the combination. Yeah. And I used to start only with the food, right? Because I spent 24 years sick seeing doctors. Wow. Doctor after doctor, 4 colonoscopies, IBS, depression, lupus, everything. 24 years of seeing doctors before a doctor ever leaned into me and said, Dani, what are you eating? Mm. Don't you know your diet controls your symptoms?
What did you remove?
I removed gluten, dairy, and eggs. Those were the top 3 foods for me that were killing me.
Do you see a pattern with the general population
always,
on those?
Top 7, gluten, dairy, soy, corn, sugar, eggs, and peanuts. Those are the top 7 inflammatory foods.
I'm depressed all of a sudden.
Don't be depressed about it. God made hundreds of foods for us to eat, right? But we tend to eat packaged, processed, fake food for sure when we're stressed. When our job is killing us or we are allowing our job to kill us because there are things we can do, we tend to eat what's comforting. What's simple, fast, drive-through.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Chips and salsa for me.
You bet. Which is corn and processed bad canola oil, fried probably, and peanut, whatever. And we could talk about that
forever. We're going to fix me later. We don't have time for all of that. Right?
But when you're not well, mm-hmm. when you are emotionally and physically and spiritually and financially are not well, you can't handle the stress at work. And you'll bring it home. Guess what? As women, most of the time, we're not the head of the household. Right. I am the head. I'm single. I'm not married. We set the tone for that entire home when we come home. And I know for 5 years when I was working in a really stressful job, I came home and set the tone, which was horrible for my children.
All right. So let me ask a question that may be silly, but I think a lot of people are wondering this. So if they remove those top 7 plus other things and exercise and sleep, it starts to get that. Is it feasible to believe that will help you in a high stress environment because your body's now operating at a much higher rate? And is it true that you can handle that stress a little bit better?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
So it's like part of it. We want to get out of a nasty job, but there are also seasons of life where maybe a day or two or a week are more stressful. So if our bodies are operating at a higher level, we fight stress better or we can handle it?
Absolutely.
It bounces off of us?
It
is that a silly question?
Off of us. Okay. Absolutely. We can handle it. We all have stress, right? There's chronic stress, acute stress, eustress, which is just normal, you know, and distress. So absolutely. But I'm telling you, we underestimate sleep. Your body heals when you sleep. The myth that you can work all night and go to work, you know, and or get up and keep going on a couple hours, that's a lie.
Right.
Your body heals and detoxes when you sleep. The bedroom has got to be a sanctuary for you to sleep. And it's for sleep and sex only. Those are the only 2 things the bedroom is for.
Fascinating.
No TV, no phone, no computer, no nothing in that room except
I love this. So here's why I had you on the show.
Why?
Because I want people to hear that we don't do this just to deal with stress. We need to do this preventively. Get out in front of this thing. Whether you're dealing with stress or not. Our bodies have got to operate at their optimum level to be who God created us to be in our work, in our relationships.
Yes. And I am living proof that our bodies are designed to heal themselves.
Which is amazing.
Whatever it is you've turned on, which is anxiety, depression, migraine headaches, joint pain, lupus, doesn't matter, chronic lifestyle diseases, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I am living proof you can turn it off. Those are chronic lifestyle diseases. Diseases you weren't born with. Yeah. And if you weren't born with it, you don't have to live with it.
That's right. And folks, that's why I've got Dani on. She is fantastic. The new book, Wild and Well, I want you to run and go get it. Dani's 6 Common Sense Steps to Radical Healing. You're going to hear more of her story in the book and see that this woman is speaking not from a place of expertise, but experience, which makes you a real expert when you've actually figured it out yourself. She's a fantastic lady. I think this is as important as anything you will do this year to learn something, to get trained, to try to get promoted in your career, whatever it is that you're going for professionally, I think this book and the steps within it and the lifestyle that you can live because of it is as important as you'll of anything you'll do on your journey to working and living on purpose. I believe in it that much. Again, the book is Wild and Well, Danny, six common sense steps to radical healing. All right. If you're currently watching The Ken Coleman Show, we'll return in just a moment. But for my listeners, remember this. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.